Whoa, look, it's time to go viral. I'm homicidal, I'm killing all my rivals. I'm the man, should I put that on the Bible? I gotta find my target, cause you know I got the title. Hey, I'm a Mac too. I told baby shake that ass like she Apple. She said it's real, so she got my name tattooed. House full, so I hit it in the back room. Baby said she need it now, peep the urgency. I want a little Kim before she had the surgery. Leg spread on that hardcore poster. She love twerking, she just do it for the coach. Big dog, bull master. Six tray Chevrolet, I'm classic. All these niggas mad at me, that's tragic. The main bitch in the bed, that's graphic. Yeah, we about to go viral. Hey. We about to go.
People, it's your boy, the one and only, your host that do the most, Mr. Viral himself, aka the villain, because they hate me for my opinion. Welcome back to another episode of the Viral Way Podcast. As always, I got the crew with me. We got
Dez P, the Messiah, the one and only. You feel me? We're here to lead the way.
Come on, man. We got Mr. Lightskin himself,
yes,
man.
Yes, sir. Call it the one, disorderly conduct, Mr. Lightskin.
We got a special guest in the house. Let them know your name, gangster.
My name's just Janae.
It's just Janae.
Just Janae.
Okay, just Janae. To that 5150 kick in, you feel me?
Let's
talk about it. Hey, but we got some good topics for y'all today. We're gonna get right into it. Is the Shade Room good or bad for the image and the advancement of Black culture? Now, I didn't know the background of the Shade Room. Me and bro, we flew to Philly, we went to the PodCon, and the creator and the owner of the Shade Room was there. She gave her story and talked about how it was started. It was kind of crazy to me. She said she was dead broke, doing nothing, and she was just posting messy shit because it was getting a lot of engagement, and she started to see it grow. She like, oh shit, I could pay my bills off of this. So, you know, we used to have media takeout and like certain other sites that you went for, the gossip. She was just like, okay, I'll just put it all in one. Everybody can just come here. So as she started doing that and celebrities started reposting and getting in the comments, she said it blew up. Like it went from being able to just pay my rent to now I need a team. Like it's too much for me to even handle. But at the expense of the Black culture's image, it looks like, because it's all about drama. It's all about whatever gets the most engagement, and we know that's drama. So anytime you go to the Shade Room, it's some messy shit. And that is the biggest platform as far as social media goes for the Black culture right now. And if that's the representation of it, we in trouble. So how y'all feel about it? Who want to kick it off? Go ahead, just Janae.
I feel like negativity sells now. So that's like their big, you know, how they're going to go about it. Like, you know, they can get those numbers up with negativity because people feed off of that energy now.
Right, right. Yeah, we talk about that energy all the time. I was like, the world has a collective consciousness. And as more negativity spreads, that consciousness spreads across the world. And it just seems like the more that spreads, the more negative the world gets. And we looking around today, the world is in complete chaos. How you feel about it, Messiah?
Yeah, I agree. Negativity gonna always spread faster, but at the end of the day, it goes to, like you just said, like the world consciousness of the negative energy and the negative spaces. If you allow that and that's what you attracted to, most people attracted to toxic shit, all these fucking terms nowadays and all this shit, and then people be dealing with their own shit in life. They going through their own problems, so a lot of people be happy to see misery in other people's lives, knowing their life is miserable. You know what I'm saying? So I think a lot of that is what it stemmed from, and that's why it blow up so much. And it's entertaining for most people. Even though it could be at the expense of somebody else's real life, motherfuckers would be happy to see some shit making memes out of niggas. You know what I mean? All type of shit. We see the boy, what's the nigga? I hate to always bring him up, Tyrese. That nigga went and cried on the internet trying to show his emotions. They made a meme out the nigga. You see the Jordan crying over Kobe. They made a meme out of the nigga.
Yeah, and then they say, man, men need to start showing their emotions more. As soon as you do, you a fucking meme for life.
Man, that shit wild. And showing your emotions, what they say is like bleeding next to a fucking shark.
No,
don't do it.
Facts. Social media, it's no winning on there.
No, that's a fact. I think the Shade Room, for the advancement of the Black culture, obviously it's doing nothing but degressing us. You get what I'm saying? And like you said, it's definitely putting a negative image for us as black people. But also, I think it started the wave, because like you said, you had Bossip, you had Media Takeout, other shit like that. But it really was like one of the forefathers for the messy shit on like your cell phone more so, and Instagram and Twitter and things like that. So right. It's not only affected the black community, it's affected everybody, to where like every single media outlet is somewhat going the same route and following the same blueprint as the Shade Room. So now it's like a dime a dozen of those. And like you said, that's negative energy that we feed off of. And it's kind of crazy because you know it's negative as a person, but most of us are so programmed that we can't even turn away from it. Mm-hmm. So I think that's another sick part to it. Did the owner, you know, plan for that to happen? I don't know. You get what I'm saying? But I think it's at a point where she can't even really look at it from anywhere but a bird's eye view, where it's like, how do we fix it? You get what I'm saying? To where it can, we can put a limit on it or sort of wash the content that's going through there.
No, that's facts. And like you said, it's the blueprint now to where other people are seeing the success they're getting and they're emulating it. So you have page after page after page. That's all they post. I literally, you can't get on Instagram now without seeing somebody dying.
That's
like
fact.
Literally, like every 10 posts, somebody getting their head blown off, hit by a car, jumping off a building. Like it. I remember when we grew up, you had to know the specific websites to go to find that, like gore.com and
Rotten.
Shit like
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
Rotten.com.
Yeah.
And we was like, oh my God, you see, he hit him with the chainsaw. Like it was crazy. Now you eating your cereal in the morning, just watching motherfuckers die. Like it's nothing.
No,
you become so desensitized because of these platforms. And then it's like, okay, where do we go to see an example of black greatness? If we line up every other race and they're like, all right, you guys get a bad rep. Let me see, you know, the positivity in your community. What do we show them?
Yeah.
Where do we point them to? Everything we see is degeneracy. And we fit in the stereotypes.
I think we gotta come up with different words, the same way these words keep transcending, because when people hear positive shit, they think you on some soft shit. They think you on some weak shit. They think you on something else. Niggas think, oh, if you on demon time, then you a gangster, or you this or you that. But really, it don't mean none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just, I think us being able to trick the minds and probably put a new narrative on something to make shit like, nah, that ain't savvy. You know what I mean? The same way we push the aggressive intelligence, the same way we do different things. I feel like once we start to change the views of that, or that becomes cool, the niggas get the understanding or seeing the results or the effects of positive thinking or the power of changing your mind frame or cultivating your mind. And I think that's where we got to start before we keep getting stuck in the shade shit, because people can't separate themselves. Like you say, from their real life to the Shade Room, they talk about these celebrities like they know them. Hey, you heard what Wooty Woop was doing? No, and this and this. Like, hey, you don't even know this nigga. And you go into dead detail about him, his baby mama, and all type of crazy shit. And that'd be wild to me.
Nah. So, I think why it's even worse is because it's at a point where, like, we get our information from social media. So from Twitter, YouTube, all these different apps. And that is the information that black people are going to get. Like, you get what I'm saying? That's the most popular thing. You could take the Cat Williams interview, for example, with Club Shay Shay. Shay Room posted that a bunch. He went over there to Joe Rogan, talked about pyramids and how to move, you know, how they were moving different things and just breaking down knowledge and giving gems. And was that posted at all? You get what I'm saying? Not at all. So I think that's the fucked up part about it, too, is that the information or the education that we have access to is the Shade Room. Like, it's black people. You get what I'm saying?
That's my thing.
But people don't care about it. My fault. Yeah.
No, go ahead. See, you just beat me, too. Yeah. That was my thing. People don't care. Like you said, he went to Shannon Sharp, aired out the whole comedy scene, viral on every site. He go to Joe Rogan, he's talking about nuclear fucking physics and pyramids and past civilizations. Nobody from the community cared. They weren't interested. Nobody reposted, oh, you heard the new Cat Williams interview? Unless you are a Joe Rogan fan, you probably didn't even see it or knew he went over there. So as a creator, that attention is income, how do we change that? Because we could say, hey, let's just all talk positive and blah, blah, blah. But let's be real. Most people don't give a fuck. Yeah. They're going to scroll right off your shit and you talking, it's landing on deaf ears. So when people perpetuate the bullshit to get the income, it's like, how do you weigh it? It's a catch-22. You know what I'm saying? I really think it's on the consumers. Because mm-hmm. you can put out as much positive content as you want. If people are not consuming it, it's pointless.
That's a fact.
So do you want the positivity or do you want the bullshit? Let us know as consumers. Because we came in the game on the positivity. We start to dabble in the celebrity shit. Y'all complain about that. But then when we talk the positive shit, y'all don't click or engage on it. Yeah. So what the fuck do y'all even want?
I think the big thing about social media and why negativity gets so much reaction is because it sparks an emotion. Like, positivity doesn't necessarily spark an emotion when you see it on Instagram. Like, you see somebody, you know what I mean, doing a marathon or losing weight, it doesn't really make you, like, stay on the post. It's like, oh, that's cool, scroll past.
I think it depends
on what I'm saying? Mindset of the person.
Yeah, because I think so of that. Because some of that shit I see, I'm like, damn, I'm finna try that in the gym. Exactly. Or I'm finna go do this or go do that. Or that make me go run and do something. And I liked it that, what was that quote that Nipsey said? The highest human act is to inspire. You know what I'm saying? So I think if we inspiring people, then it's a different thing than versus just being positive. So I think that's where the mix-up is where it's at. But like you just said, I think it's more negative shit that people just attach to. That's what it is. Because when you're doing the worst is when you got the evilest thoughts. When you got the evilest thoughts, that's the vibration you're going to be moving on. And that's the shit you're going to be attracted to.
Mm. And it seems as if people do like the positivity. They just don't like it from us. And when I say us, I mean the black community. Because you'll see these philosophers that go viral all the time talking the same shit that certain black content creators talk. But it don't hit the same when it mm-hmm. come from the black content creator. It's like y'all downplay the black content creators as if we have no lived life experience to be able to talk on anything other than drama, failure, and degeneracy. Even us, we talk on certain topics. I got people in the comments like, oh, yeah, niggas be leaving their kids. They probably left their kids. It's like, it's already assumed the worst. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all don't even know if niggas got kids or not, but you already assuming we did and we left them. You know what I'm saying? So them niggas broke. Like, damn, you just assuming the nigga income? Did you look it up? Did you Google it? Like, how do you know this? It's already assumed the worst when it comes from us.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm so struck on changing the narrative and how the world views us. And that's why I was like, damn, the Shade Room is kind of perpetuating this to where how the fuck do we get out when the biggest site out there is all bullshit?
Yeah.
And it's coming, all bullshit.
And it's coming out a mile a minute. Like you said, as the African American, Black American community, we've been typecasted at this point. You're 100% correct, because we do have people that are dropping gems. We do have people that are, you know, teaching people to be better with fitness and economics and a whole plethora of things. But we're typecasted to where they only want to hear the bullshit from us because that's what they expect to hear. You get what I'm saying? And when you do have shit like the Shade Room and other platforms that put it out a mile a minute, it makes it hard for the positivity to seep through because the typecast continues. You know what I mean? It becomes heavier and heavier and heavier to where we kind of like at a moment right now where we're stuck. But at the same time, we're experiencing a sort of renaissance, I think, with black creators where we are pushing the limits. You know what I mean? We are saying, hey, we're here in these different boxes. So I definitely do think we need to keep doing that. But at the same time, we need to put some attention on the Shade Room and how we can stop it.
No, facts. Because we're in a new crack epidemic. It's a new crack era. And the drug of choice is propaganda via entertainment. So before, they was putting guns and drugs in the black community. Now, they're putting propaganda via your music, via your social media sites. What do they have? The little girls have to look up to now? I just heard Sukiyana new song. I'm selling pussy. I'm selling pussy. I'm selling pussy. You got Sexy Red rapping and bragging about having STDs and drinking while pregnant and all type of crazy. So it's like these are the images they're peddling to our communities. And we're self-destructing where they don't even have to give us a drug anymore. They gave us the phone for free. They give you the apps for free. You get the drug for free. You know what I'm saying? So it's we have to combat this.
It's funny. It's funny because I think this is what they were trying to prevent in the 90s, even though they used to hate on the wrong person, like far as Tupac. What was the bitch name? Was it Dolores Tucker or something like that? And they used to always be wanting to ban hip-hop and stuff because they were seeing the way the negativity was going and producing what it's producing now. So I think now it's coming full circle. I just still think people don't understand the effects of what music and what those vibrations can do to you. And then people ain't going to see it. And even when it come to us putting out certain shit, until they start seeing more of us on them trips or seeing more motherfucking material things,
there's no value
then,
in it.
Yeah. Yeah, then that's when they start to value your opinion more. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? They only value shit when they see you got a gang of shit, because that's what they – most people only value material shit. Everything else don't really matter. So that's why certain shit don't struck certain nerves. And the people that get it already, it's like, well, we don't really need to – it's not big on us to be, even be caught up on that, because we living like that.
That's a fact. And to the grown-ass men and women who are kind of saying, you know, the sexy red shit, Sukiana, oh, they just playing around, it's not a big deal. We were all young once, and we remember how we looked in, you know, at the TV and whatever you had and tried to emulate those things. So it's 100% that serious, and it is 100% attack on our culture. Like, niggas aren't being extra at all when they're saying that, because you have fourth graders and fifth graders twerking and shit. You know what I mean? They doing it for fun right now, not knowing the ramifications of what it really is until they get into the big world. So we are peddling this crack to the kids, too, mostly. And the parents, y'all got to step up and realize that, because they're going to take this out there and they're going to emulate it, like, and it's going to be bad. Then you're going to be looking around like, fuck, what happened? You know? So it's ugly.
It's facts. How you feel
about
it?
It is ugly.
I don't think the shade room is ever going to stop. You know, that's never going to change, because that's kind of how they came up. But it does go back to what he was saying. Like, he's totally right. Like, all of that, like, it's really not much we can do in the way that, well, I don't want to say there's nothing we can do. You can do something by putting out more positivity. But, you know, I don't see the change as far as that as a whole. It's going to be really hard to do that.
Can you put your mic just a little closer, my bad?
Can you hear me now?
No, you're good.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you're good now. Been having some mic issues lately, but we got it together. You feel me? But yeah, it's even getting to the point where a lot of these people are industry plants planted to push this poison to the people for the profit. I seen Black China Mom going viral lately, exposing a lot of them. Like, hey, this person popped up out of no fucking where, no prior buzz, no nothing. Put one song out and won a Grammy. That don't just happen. This shit is being paid for. It's being funded. They're putting people in front of you to push a certain message. Because that, like you said, that is how information is getting passed. That is how your mindset is being programmed now, through these messages. It could be a song you don't even fucking like, but they're going to pay the radio station DJ to play it 1,000 times until you catch yourself singing it. What the fuck? I hate this damn song.
That's a fact.
Now you know every word. Now you actually looking forward to playing it. Now your kid's playing it. You've been programmed to digest and like some shit that ain't even good for you, that you know you don't like, but you've been programmed to like it anyway. So it's like people just take it like you say, oh man, it's just a joke. We was like that as kids. Nah, y'all don't understand how deep this shit really goes. Mm-hmm. You're being programmed to self-destruct at every corner.
And I think that's a deeper conversation that people don't want to have. We look at the music industry and the entertainment industry as something that is like a joke almost, even though it provides entertainment, when that is the industry that, whatever you want to call it, the higher ups, Illuminati, whatever the fuck you want to call it, the people that push the agendas, that's where they're going to, because that's where all the eyes are, where the movie stars are and the rappers and the singers. And so even though it is for entertainment and it's fun, there is a purpose behind what they're doing at all times.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, music is universal. You're going to catch the broadest audience through the music. How you going to reach the most people? And like you said, even just, you could be riding in the car and got the radio on, ain't paying attention. You jump out the car, turn the radio off, that song's still in your head. You'd be like, fuck, man, this dumbass shit still playing in my
exactly.
shit. Like, so,
see,
yeah.
The music industry kind of unlock frequency. They know frequency really well, and they know how that controls everything. So once they figure that out, they're like, oh, yeah, we can control everything around us and everything out there.
Right, right, right. That's a fact. And what they say... They say you give a nation breadcrumbs and entertainment, they'll never revolt. They'll never look up to notice the real problems. So what they give us, they throw you a little money, they throw you sports, they throw you the shade room, they throw you all this, what, the baddies of every fucking low-class city in America. You know what I'm saying? And everybody's just like... Stuck. You feel me?
Yeah.
They just stuck, and they're not even realizing, bro, they are wrecking the U.S. dollar every day. It's damn near worth nothing. But nobody's paying attention to what's going on. Like, are your eyes open? You go to the grocery store, spend $500. Groceries don't last you a week.
Yeah.
$500 used to last you a month. Shit don't even last a week.
You know what, though? I think, because I've seen a report of 50% of people don't have an inner dialogue with themselves, meaning that they don't have, like, some type of voice up here.
Bots.
So when you look at it that way, you get what I'm saying? It's very easy for those people to not look at it from a bird's eye view as, like, how is this affecting us 10 years down the road, 20 years down the road? They just going day to day. You know what I mean? Like you said, like, oh, I just watched this today. Not thinking about the programming later on. I've watched this same thing or listened to this same thing 15 times this month. And then they don't realize, you know, that 2-3 weeks down the road when they're listening, like you said, hop out the car and listening to the song or singing a song, like, at that moment, they're like, damn, this song annoying. But they don't realize the programming that took place, you know?
Yeah, and the only difference with those type of people is they don't get both ends of us. But they can, if they know how to use it, they can manifest faster because they see things through mental pictures. So it's not necessarily like an inner dialogue, like they can read in silence. They see everything through pictures. Mm. So if it's pictures on the screen in their mind, that's what's going to manifest faster because that's what they tell you, like, the things you think and then you got to see the vision. They automatically, like, skipping the thinking part and just seeing it. So they might can do – it's like they can't think of everything going around it, but if they can focus on something, then they probably can get to that road a little quicker.
Okay.
In my opinion. Don't quote me on that, but
– Yeah, look at the next distraction they got going. They got Jake Paul fighting Mike Tyson. Next distraction.
Mike Tyson finna beat the shit out of that boy.
You got a world class.
I think he's finna lose, bro.
You smoking what? Rocks? You see Mike Tyson training? Yeah,
you got arguably one of the greatest boxers in history.
That's best something. Cut just want to debate.
No, look, I swear to God.
Yeah, what you want to bet, man? Nah, fuck that. Better 100. Yeah, man. Yeah, 100, man.
Who do you think? Oh, God.
Okay, you got Jake Paul?
Because the only reason why Jake
over Iron Mike.
Over Iron Mike?
Only reason why.
He from the Jake Paul generation.
He might be one of them them plants.
Look, the reason why I think he's going to win is not because he's better, but because it's going to be fixed. That's it.
You think
it's fixed.
I think it's for sure fixed.
It's a show. They're not going to let Mike get put out by no Jake.
Mike too solid of a nigga to be going out like that. Not by Jake.
That's the reason why I'm saying that. If it's a real fight, he'll whoop his ass. But I don't think it's going
to
be a real fight.
You got to realize, this is Mike, bro. If it's scripted for Jake to start winning, he might hit Mike a little too hard. Where Mike said, fuck that script.
Right.
Because I heard they got headgear on. He might take that headgear off and go real Iron Mike. Nigga, this Iron Mike we talking about.
That's a fact. He's biting ears, all type of shit.
We know he's doing it for the bag. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows. He's doing it for the money. It's publicity, whatever the case. But this still Iron Mike, gang.
That's what my head is at.
It's still Iron Mike.
It's crazy that you say that because I didn't know why. I just had seen a video of that nigga training. I'm like, cuz, still a monster.
He was cold. He was out there tearing the shit up,
beating the shit out that bag. Nigga couldn't even hold that motherfucker. I'm like, yeah, he going to put somebody down. I didn't know he was training. It's a wrap for that nigga, man.
I think Jake Paul, he's going to have headgear on from what I hear.
Yeah. Give a damn about that headgear.
And they're going to have like 18-ounce gloves on, so they're going to be punching with beach balls. Like, it's going to be like Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
I don't know, man. We gotta go back. I gotta get the details on that fight.
Still, the power behind Tyson's punch. Like, I don't care what headgear I got on. I don't want to get hit, bro. Like,
yeah, I ain't trying to get hit by Tyson.
Tyson's doing one of them
ducks get up in there on you.
This is the propaganda they running now. They going back trying to destroy all the 80s and 90s legends. I'm going to get into the Jordan shit. They're trying to destroy Jordan legacy, but with the Jake Paul shit coming up, I just seen a video.
They can't destroy
it. It was like a 10-minute video of them going in on Mike. Like, was Mike really that good? Who did he really fight?
He
fought a bunch of janitors and after school assistant teacher workers or some shit like that.
Mike fought anybody they put in the ring.
Yeah.
It was one of them niggas trying to say Mike wasn't a squad, but he was that Holyfield or somebody. Like, could have got it, go anybody program. So I don't know. You can't take that from Mike. Give a damn. He was doing shit, nigga, nobody ever did.
And Mike was a real gangster. Mike was outside with the killers.
Man, Mike was 12 fighting grown men.
Mike was outside with, I'm talking, you go down the history of the New York drug kingpins, Mike was outside with them niggas, protecting a lot of them niggas. Mm. Like, Mike is a legend. There's no way we can get stories from Fat Joe about how Mike Tyson came and was ready to beat up every bouncer in the club.
Right.
And
chasing
had 7-foot bouncers running around cars. Ain't finna lose to Jake Paul? Come on, gang. We not doing that.
That's even disrespectful. Rethink you even your, better.
I only think because it's going to be fixed.
He needs to rethink his decision.
It's going to be fixed.
He's going to lose that $100.
It's going to be fixed.
Yeah. He might as well pay that.
I don't even know how fixed. How fixed can you make that? Like, that'll just be the and Mike can't go out like that.
Because I don't think
that.
Jake Paul has really beat and you know, I think he's been working, but I don't think he's no world-class boxer. So I'm just like, the fights he's already has won, it's kind of like,
Mike probably going
to
punish
they
that nigga.
They been fixed to me
Mike
already.
Mike don't even like the nigga.
So
huh?
I think it's not. He fucked with him. Yeah. No, he fucked with
oh,
him.
He do?
He fucked with
they
him.
They said Mike went to his training thing and Mike left in like 30 seconds or some shit like that. Like
maybe right
in,
now.
Like, what the fuck?
But they be fucking around and shit. They be like, cool. So I feel like that's the only reason why I feel like bro going to win because they going to fix it. It's going to be a big thing. And then he going to knock him out and he going to be like, I'm the best ever type shit.
Hell nah.
That's how I feel like it's going to be. It's going to be fixed to do that.
He fought one real boxer and lost.
No, Tommy Fury.
So
the one
real boxer that Jake actually fought, he lost. But I'm going to say this. I'll salute Jake Paul.
Bro hustled
his way from YouTube to fighting Mike Tyson.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He was a kid doing YouTube videos, dancing. The nigga's fighting Mike Tyson. You know how many boxers dream to fight Tyson and is never going to get that chance? Bro got a hell of a hustle. He got the attention of Mayweather.
That's why I feel it's whack, though.
Like,
Boxing fan. Even though I fuck with the bag thing, I'm a boxing fan. I feel like that's a whole other conversation.
It don't bother me because it's not Mike in his prime. So it's like, it is what it is. Mike, keep getting your bag. You feel me? If Jake want to get knocked out, then that's okay.
But I mean, if you're a fan of the sports, you know that's kind of tied into Vegas where they saying boxing always been fixed. Who was the last heavyweight fight with dude just got knocked out by, what was it, Joshua?
Francis.
Man, I seen another angle where it looked like he didn't even hit Francis.
Yeah.
And Francis went down. They like, man, it's all this shit entertainment. It's all the Roman circus. It's all fixed.
No, that's a fact. And I've been saying that, but you couldn't know that about boxing. Yeah,
I don't give a damn, though, but Tyson knockouts, you couldn't fix them motherfuckers.
Nah, this isn't 20 seconds.
Niggas going to
sleep. Nah, I think I did see one where Tyson didn't even hit the nigga. The nigga just fell. Like, hell, fuck that. This nigga swinging too hard.
Oh, yeah, he fixed himself, nigga.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be fixed, gang. You really trying to kill me in here. Yeah, but nah, man, shout out to Tyson, man. Y'all can never ruin that legacy. That's black culture, period. And that's another reason why he can't lose to Jake Paul. This is black culture on the line right now.
And that's a legend.
We can't get him to one up on Mike.
Nah.
Look, bro, Mike is one of the ones that we got.
Mike, we're taking from one of our own.
Not no YouTuber either. Nah, that's out, bro. We ain't taking that.
I don't even see that going on.
I'm not saying he's
better.
What's
the bag even?
Well,
how much has it been the bag?
That's what I'm saying.
They got to be getting something crazy. Because
Mike ain't hurt.
It's all about money when it comes to that winning. When it comes to stuff like that dynamic, it's money involved.
Mike take
sure.
a dive.
Yeah, I got to see how much
you
got to
look at it like this.
The money going to be worth more if Mike lost, for sure.
If he
but
lose, is it really that big of a deal?
Yes.
Yes, this Iron Mike.
Mike ain't losing to Jake
bro,
Paul.
Bro, this Iron. First of all, you're never going to hear the end of it from Jake Paul ever. Like, it's nothing else you're going to be able to tell this man. Yeah. Oh, you're not fighting real? Like, bro, he beat one of the best ever.
Yeah.
It's nothing else you can say to this.
That's
man.
What I feel like they're leading it up to. I'm telling you, that's because nobody respects bro as a boxer. He paid because he's cool with him. He paid the one of the greatest boxers of all time to come in there and maybe not get knocked out. Maybe it goes to decision and they throw his hand up instead of his hand. Like, that's kind of how I feel about the situation. Then it gives him the credibility to then be like, okay, I want to fight, you know, PBC or I want to fight, you know, whatever type shit. I want to fight somebody from Top Rank. I want to fight
I view Mike in boxing the way y'all view Jordan in basketball. Mm. So that's why it's a big deal for me.
Okay.
Yeah, you feel me? Serious. Now, Mike is he's more than just a boxer, though. Mike is a staple.
In the community,
in the culture.
That's a fact.
Like, Mike is damn near like how Snoop can do no wrong and can do anything.
Yeah.
Mike can do no wrong and can do anything. And it don't take away from his gangster at all.
That's a fact.
Like, when Mike cry, they didn't make Mike no meme, bro. Yeah. Mike was one of the ones who didn't get made a meme. They left Mike alone. Now, that nigga was up there.
And they left him alone. That shit ain't funny. They know
you better not even mock her. I'm not making a meme out of you. Play Get Up On You.
Niggas don't even laugh.
Like, what's the interview we had?
The nigga who says he's like,
TK Kirkland? We was like, man, I'm a piece of shit. He said, man, you ain't a piece of shit. Mike Prescott finna beat him up for saying he wasn't a piece of shit. Nigga, you don't know my life. I'm a piece of shit. Kind of like, well, I guess you a piece of shit, Mike. Leave Mike alone, cut kind of off.
And TK ain't even little. He ain't
Mike
even little
is
like that.
Pressing lines.
Nah, for sure. Shout out Mike, man. I got my money on Mike. Anybody want to bet, hit me. TheViralWayPodcast@gmail.com. I'm taking all bets. Talk to me. Hey, since we got a lady in the house.
Let's get to it.
This is a topic that's going crazy. And I want to get your views on this. Now, over the past couple years, men have been saying they prefer to date younger women. And women as a whole, with a few exceptions, have been saying men are disgusting, men are predators for wanting to date younger women. Now, news broke that Drea Michelle got pregnant by a 22-year-old NBA superstar. Well, he ain't a superstar yet, but he's pretty much a star.
He's known in the league.
He's known in the league. Now, she has, what, a son that's 21?
22.
So she got pregnant by a man that's the same age as her son. And women are, yeah, she got the bag. Stella got her groove back. Y'all was wrong about older women. They're praising her, where men were vilified for the exact same thing. So the double standard is real. Mm-hmm. So I want to get the opinion of a woman. How do you feel
personally
about that?
How I feel about it, I couldn't do, you know, I have older kids that are older teenagers. I'm not dating anyone closer in age with my children. That's just really off and weird to me. I don't agree with it, to be honest.
You feel she's a predator? Because we're labeled as predators.
I feel like she can be like 20, like her, like you said, I didn't know her son was 22. Like your son is 22. So like, yeah, that's weird. Like that is like predator status to me.
And I don't know if this is true, but somebody said she done damn near babysitted this little dude.
I'm like,
Jalen Green. His name is Jalen Green.
Is like, Jalen Green a simp? Does he take care of the kids?
Jalen Green is, bro, he's definitely in that simp category, for sure. Bro. But see, Jalen Green got his first taste of some cougar pussy, and he slipped up. Because that cougar pussy is dangerous. They know exactly what to do. If you a young buck and you ain't experienced, and then Drea. She's a baddie.
He been looking at her since he was 15.
You been looking at her in magazines and social media since you was 12, nigga. So you finally get your hands on that, bro, went crazy.
Yeah, I would like to see them, like, together having conversations. Like, what do you guys talk about? What do you have in common?
He got the bag.
But then that's probably all she's... But she's like, she got her own money, though. Like, I don't really know too deep, but from, you know, just back in the day when she was coming up, it was seemed like she was doing good.
All her money is tied to fucking high profile athletes.
Then that's her ticket. That's what she does.
Man, when you got the bag like he either got or getting, it ain't too much you need to talk about. I'm going to be on motherfucking tour playing the NBA season most of the time. If not, we're going to be on vacation doing what the fuck we doing. It's going to be a lot of spending money, a lot of fucking. That's all they finna be doing. So, but I don't know, man, because I really don't care about that shit. Like,
he's going to, I guarantee you, he's going to regret this.
Yeah, he might. He might.
He's going to regret this.
He might, but I don't care, like, far as looking at it like niggas younger fucking with older women. Like,
I think it's going to age,
bro. That shit don't bother me.
He going to age 10 years in about 3 years, for sure.
Once that MILF fantasy die down, and it's going to be ugly for you, bro. And I think... She's weird. You feel me? We call niggas pedophiles for being 35 dating a 22-year-old, 23-year-old. Right. You feel me? Which is literally, you feel me, against the law. And that's within the legal limits. So you get what I'm saying? Like,
I thought it wasn't nothing.
No, it ain't nothing, but
what
you mean? By women are labeling you a predator, as you're a pedophile, even though it's legal.
Even though it's legal. But then this situation, you got girls exactly like, man, you get in the bag, you're smart. You got younger girls like, man, these old girls is out here killing it. Like, they still around. We ain't got a chance. Like, praising it, not looking at the fact that, to a certain degree, like we said, the fascination with her came into play, her being older. She more than likely, a little bit, I think, groomed, bro, to a little bit, because again, he's the one with the bag and he probably has the upper hand, but money don't make you, you feel what I'm saying, more emotionally intelligent or any more seasoned in the game. So it's like, you probably just got your feet wet out there, like we said, and you getting tapped.
Nah, for sure. Like,
so is he an S for this?
Nah, for sure. He definitely sent for this. And like, bro must have not, I don't know if his dad was around, but his dad couldn't have laced him, because there's no way you hit the jackpot. You in the NBA. Get the pussy, for sure. Drea is on the list. Get the pussy. That's a cool notch to have under your belt. Yeah, but you don't get her pregnant,
girl. Don't get her pregnant.
Your run just started. You just got here. You're 22. You at the peak of life, the peak of your masculinity. You got millions of dollars at your disposal. Bro, your life just started. Like, it just started. And it's over. You ended that shit.
It ain't over. But I'm saying, you never know though, because a lot of these niggas with that money probably thinking in his mind like, yeah, I probably got her pregnant, but they don't tell her how many babies he want to have, and don't probably tell her how many women he want to get pregnant. So
I'm gonna tell you why it's over.
It's over because, like you said, I don't think Drea, and I don't know Drea, but from the looks of the situation, and from the history that we've seen of her, this looks like just another long-term investment to me.
Not for sure.
Like maybe 2-3 years down the road, we don't work, we break up. Now I got a bag coming once a month for 18 years.
Because Drea's history, her sexual history, is public record. So now that this happened, you got older dudes in the NBA, which this was corny.
Gilbert Arenas,
this was corny, gang. They came out on their podcast, told a story about how they had Drea in the back seat doming him up. Dude, like, I'm driving, I turn around, Gilbert getting domed up. This changed my life forever. Like, what? Your homie getting his dick sucked changed your life? Like, but when you pick a baby mama like Drea, these are stories he's going to have to hear now.
Yeah.
Which is why I said, damn, it's cool now, but just think about it. You in the game, it's tied up, and niggas is telling stories about how they had your baby mama in the back seat. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to be trolled forever. Like, a man's respect is directly tied to the woman he has kids with and the woman he marries, which is why it's so important to not wife a hoe.
So how
because
many? How
your
many?
Respect
will
be tied to that.
So who are the other two baby daddies? Oh, she got two.
You
more?
Know what? I don't. They
both celebrities.
I think they're both celebrities too. Let me look it up.
You know what's worse about him is he a young nigga, so he gonna get it worse. Like I feel like he's gonna get the jokes worse. Like I feel like if it was somebody else in the league that was older that came out and had a kid with her, they wouldn't have came out like that and been telling him stories. Like I feel like they did that because he's a young nigga and they was just like, you don't know, but you about to know. And they thought it was funny.
Nah,
and a
they
joke.
Corny. They corny.
No, they corny for sure.
Oh, they told the stories after they found out Cub was doing all that.
I don't think they would have done that if it was an older dude that they respected more. I don't think so.
Or just a nigga that they know the guy with their program.
Yeah, like I think they did to him because he just, you feel me, a kid still.
Which
was even more corny.
But I will say this. The double standard is crazy.
Yeah.
The only reason I'm bringing the topic up is just to touch on the double standard. Now, I don't give a fuck what Drea does. Bro is grown. I don't care. I'm not finna call her a predator. Bro is a grown-ass man. We all done hit some older pussy.
Shout out to Drea, man. She from the city, man.
I don't know where she from. Niggas love cougars, bro.
If Drea from the city, shout out to Drea. Get your bag.
Cougars gonna fuck you, suck you, cook for you, and send you on your way. Shout out to cougar pussy. They don't play no games. They getting right to it. It's just the double standard for me, though. Like I said, we are labeled as predators, damn near pedophiles, disgusting. You're not a man. Every name in the book you can think of, we are labeled for saying, hey, we like young girls. Like, we like the youth. You feel me? As far as men dating younger. You can even be 30 and say, I want a 25-year-old, a 5-year gap. You're disgusting. Date women your own age. You know what I'm saying? You're immature. Like, everything in the book. But when a woman does it, women are silent. Mm-hmm. Not only are they silent, they're cheering her on because she landed a gold mine. She landed an NBA player. And this is what they secretly want.
Exactly.
So the double standard on social media is crazy. And I'm calling you bitches out. Stand on it. If we predators for dating younger, so are you bitches. Stand on it.
And I think women, too, a lot of times, they get jealous of what men do and how we do things. And even though they envy it, they turn around and do the exact same thing we do. And that to me diminishes the argument of like who's worse, because you just as bad as me. So I think a lot of times women do the same thing they say they hate, they really want to do, but for whatever reason they feel like, you know, in society it's not good for them to do, so they don't do it. But when they get the chance, like you said, all the double standards, everything go out the window, and it's cool when we do it.
Yeah, 90% of these women want to be hoes. That's why they be mad like that. nah, facts. That's why
it's
they.
It's true.
That's why they
oh,
be.
Oh, you said
yeah.
what?
It's true.
Yeah,
it's
it
true.
Is.
They just
true.
Don't want to be judged.
Nah.
Yeah.
You see that? Exactly.
For my dirt, but I want to do it.
Yeah,
like,
that's why they always bring it up. Well, why do we got to be hoes if we do the same thing
Come
y'all
on,
do?
Man.
That's just what y'all is. But y'all women, y'all supposed to carry yourself better anyway and have more respect for yourselves. They still don't get though. You keep running that mileage up, it's over with.
You done met a girl that done had 5 boyfriends in 1 year. You come on, you know what that
no,
is.
Sure.
Like,
that's regular in today's society.
It's just you want to get
Ladies,
smacked.
Ladies, understand this, though. Don't look at this Drea situation and now think that you see the light at the end of the tunnel. You are not Drea. She been fucking NBA players and NFL players for a long time. She's on the upper echelons of the circles of women. You're not. You work at a motherfucking AAA call center somewhere. You are not fucking these guys. These guys ain't looking for you. This does not give you hope. You're not landing an NBA player. I just had to throw that out there because I know. See, I told y'all it ain't over for us older. Fuck Kevin Samuels. He know what he was talking about. Fuck these red pill niggas. It's over for you. It's a wrap. Drea is the exception, not the rule.
Stay in your lane. Humble yourself.
Stay in your motherfucking lane. You are not Drea.
Cut going in.
Because I know they finna run with this. But my colleague over here had some interesting topics that I kind of wanted to get into. Now, well, I'm going to let you say it. You know what I'm saying? How you feel, how society shies away from sexuality and whatnot. So, yeah, let's get into that a little bit. Let's mix it up.
Yeah, I think they do. Like, it's so hard for us to talk, especially as women, to talk about sexuality. We get prejudged on it a lot. But I think we should all be open about it. So, and what we're into and things like that.
You into some shit.
I mean,
you into some high power shit. Some of that shit I'm into. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind getting tied up. You feel me?
It just depends on who it is. Very rare because I'm into domination and
oh shit,
you
and bondage and stuff like that.
He took glasses off.
So extra. Everybody needs to calm down. Wait a minute. No, I just, and you don't come across a lot of people that are actually men who are open to that. A lot of women are, but a lot of men aren't. And it's hard to find men who are open to letting you tie them up and do whatever.
Oh, yeah, you can definitely tie me up and do whatever. Not anyway. She got to be trust. You got
to
trust her.
You have to be really specific on whatever. Because a lot of people that are into this is like some of the men you don't.
Y'all freaky. I'm
going to say almost whatever because I think I know where you're going with this.
Yeah,
but
be careful with that.
This is why I say you got to trust her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We had someone on the show. It's an unreleased episode. She tied a dude up that she met on social media, started doing the freaky shit, banged him in the neck with a knife.
So be careful
how far you want to go. But let's get into what you mean. Like, how far are you going with this?
And whatever he'll let me do. Like, whatever he's into. Some guys are into, like, you know, I don't know how you are sexually, how far you'll go, but some men like their ass played with and some don't.
Gay.
It just depends.
So what's the...
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Yeah.
What's the wildest shit a guy done requested from you?
I've had a guy want to take pictures with my feet. It doesn't sound too wild, but a lot of men have foot fetishes too.
Oh, we know that. That's keeping a lot of bitches like bills on these goddamn feet.
Yeah, like they want to take pictures with them, like in person. I've woken up to a guy taking pictures of my feet.
The fuck?
Yes, and it kind of startled me. And I was like, I meant this is a freaky shit, but I don't know about that.
You was asleep.
I was asleep.
And bro was hovering over the.
I literally, he had my foot in his hand and he's just taking photos and I was like, what the fuck is going on?
You niggas is weirdos.
And some people are weird, some people aren't. It just depends.
No, that's some weirdo shit.
That was weird. I will say that is weird. Like, I'm into what I'm into, but like, I'm asleep.
At least wake me up, huh?
Yeah, like, wake me up, let me know, like, suck a toe, something. Give me an alarm here.
So, are you doing the whole you got to call me mistress. You got to ask for permission to nut and all that type of shit.
It just, you can. It just depends on what that person is into. Like, dominating someone, I kind of get off on that. Like, I like to be in control sometimes. I like, I'm more balanced, but to be in control is very much of a turn on for me.
See, I'm into some of that. It's cool to let her be in control sometimes and let her do her thing. It's cool. It's a limit to it. Some of these niggas be going too far with the shit.
Like getting walked like a dog.
It's a fine line.
It's a fine line. Okay,
yeah, spitting in niggas' faces and pissing on them. You ain't pissing on me.
You wouldn't let a woman spit in your mouth?
No, you ain't. I was spitting in your mouth. You ain't spitting in my mouth.
You're smart.
Unless we swap spit, but like spitting in your mouth is like a dominant type of thing. Like I'm dominating you. So I'm like marking my territory. Like
that's like an attachment. That's called like spiritual attachment.
Right.
Like that's like putting a ritual on someone. A lot of people don't understand that and don't know that, but that's deep.
When it comes to like bodily fluids,
I won't let nobody do that. But I'll do it to you, but you can't do it to me. Just because on a spiritual level, it's totally like it's a whole nother thing.
Oh, something else tied to that.
But you'll let a nigga nut in you though, right?
No, I don't really like semen, to be honest with you.
Hold on, what?
Not in, I don't like.
You and all this freaky shit and you don't like.
Not in you.
Now, there's certain, you don't like everyone has their limits. Like, I don't like nut inside me. I don't.
Like, nowhere inside you?
I don't like it. I'd rather you pull out.
No, I know.
He's talking about like your mouth.
Oh, yeah, no, that's fine. But I'm talking about, like, because you said in me. I'm thinking, like, because a lot of guys, they want a nut in you, and I'm like, no.
I just want a nut somewhere in you, like the mouth somewhere. Like,
yeah, that's fine. Face, mouth, whatever.
Okay, yeah, we get jiggy then.
That's normal. Like, that's easy.
Like, I done seen, I knew a chick who did the dominatrix shit, and she telling me how, man, you wouldn't believe what these dudes is paying. And these are businessmen, like.
Oh, they pay.
High class, you would never guess. Like, they running corporations, they got wives, families, all that shit. And they hitting these chicks up like, hey, I just want you to tie me up and kick me in the balls.
Yeah, I don't do all that. That's weird. I do like pain, like a certain level of it, like within sex and stuff like that. But I'm not really into like, okay, you want me to hurt you? Like, what's the point of that? Like, I have had a sex contract with someone before too. Sex contracts are really nice.
What the fuck is a sex contract?
So my sex, you've watched.
Get your back blew out once a month?
No. You've ever watched 50 Shades of Grey type of thing?
No, I ain't never watched
that.
No.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay,
yeah.
So I've had a guy, and me and him were on and off for like 10 years. And it was more so like, you know, your sex contract with whoever you do it with, you have your own rules in the contract that you put in and what is okay and what isn't okay. So it was like, he could be with his girl. And if I'm coming down to the city and I'm like, hey, I'm out here, he's at dinner. This is actual what happened. He's at dinner with her. I'm like, I'm here and I want it. He got to give it to me. Go take that bitch home and I'm going home with you type. Like that's in the contract.
And what happened if he breached the contract?
You have to pay me. I want what I want.
So you get dick on demand.
Yes.
If he can't give it to you at that time, mm-hmm. he got to Cash App, you Zelle, you mm-hmm. Venmo.
And they don't want to pay because it's going to be expensive. And more, 9 times out of 10, he's going to want it with me because typically the girl, like, and he doesn't, we weren't always, we had kind of like a mutual respect for each other if in a relationship. If he wasn't really feeling the chick, I know I can get away with what I want to get away with when I wanted it. If he was feeling the girl, okay, you cool, we got it. I'll let you have your time with her and do your thing. But, you know, when I want it, you have to give it to me though. That's literally how it is. But you have to have that sexual connection with somebody. It was like very addicting. It was very good.
So it's vice versa?
Where we find somebody who want to have a sex contract?
Like, and this is something crazy. That just kind of came about. It wasn't something that was planned, and it just worked for us, and it went on for like almost 10 years on and off. So if I was with somebody, he would respect it, and he'd be like, you got a dude right now? And I'm like, yeah, I ain't really fucking around right now.
He can land out here right now and still call you.
We have called the contract off.
Type of way y'all fucking, he can come down here right now and come get you up out of here right now.
Oh, yeah. I would be like,
hold
on.
So when you got a dude, he can't just, hey, I need it right now. I don't give a fuck what you doing with that nigga.
He can, but he was more lenient with, if I didn't want to, he didn't really budge and push.
So he didn't make you pay?
No.
Okay, out his brain.
Yeah. I'm about to say, aren't there bonus? Like, an NFL contract? Okay, if I get 1,000 yards and 100 catches,
you can put that in there.
I get a bonus.
You can put that in there. Everyone. So sex contracts are so versatile. Like, you kind of just make it up as you go if you want. Like, you can do your own thing. You put what you want in it and what you're not. And typically between me and him, it's honestly the best sex I've ever had came from him. So, I've never had anybody sexually, and he was a Libra. Shout out to Libras.
Are y'all having attorneys look over this contract?
Nah. Like, is this official legal document?
They got some imaginary shit going on.
You can if you want to, but nah, it's more for like fun and games. Like, sexually, it's all about the imagination.
Hey, that sound viral. That sounds like some shit, though.
It's fun. Like I said, it's very fun.
I think it's the excitement factor. Like, how am I get up out of this fucking
thing? They really
date?
Just got an open relationship.
Like, knock her down.
You do what you do, I do what I do, but when I want you, we got each other. Like, that's what it sounds like to me.
So question. Yeah. You catch feelings.
We don't. We never.
Okay, but say
that's in the contract.
That's in it. Because I'm like, say you show up to the restaurant and you breach, what happens then? Like, can't you feel me?
What do you mean?
Nah, he's saying like if you pop up on him knowing where he at, he gonna act like he don't know it.
Yeah. Like he with his girl and you show up and violate.
I wouldn't do that though. It's more so like I would never. Me personally, I'm not gonna go that far.
So you can have sex without catching feelings, because I feel like you guys have a lot of women on a pod that don't.
That was something that had to be learned.
Okay, now is this what guys you don't give a fuck about?
Yes.
Yeah, because if you give a fuck about it, then feelings is coming.
Yes.
If you're hitting the bottom of that thing,
you
then
have
feelings
to have
is coming.
A lot of women do not have emotional control. They don't. Oh, yeah. A lot of women do not know how to control that shit. You have, like I said, it's something that had to be learned. I had to learn how to control those emotions.
I ain't gonna lie. I think I feel like most women, you go, it's impossible for y'all unless you didn't just ran that mileage up.
Not for
like,
sure.
To the point where
something tragic happened, where they don't even want to be in touch with their emotions no more due to the trauma. And they turn to sexuality.
And then a lot of that, they don't even enjoy it all the time. So it depends. Yeah, so I don't know.
With the bondage thing, now, you know, like the memes where the chick is tied up all crazy. Like, you into that?
Yeah,
that's the 50 Shades of Grey.
Like, you know how to hit the knots and all that?
Yeah, he kind of taught me all that. He got me into all that. My sex contract.
So are you into, like, edging? Like, you going to tie him up and then get him to the point and... Let it die down, getting back to the point, let it die down.
That's typically fun. It's like, you know, you're playing that pull and, you know, push kind of game. And it's like the build up. And then when you finally get there, it's like, it's something different.
Now, do you got the masks and all that?
It depends on what role you want to play. Like, I don't know. Some people are into, like, you can role play with it, or you can, you know. If you want to put an outfit on, put a fucking outfit on.
See, I like the mask. You know, them dominatrix masks.
Yeah, you can have, I got outfits.
Are you a sex worker, or are you just...
No, I'm
damn,
not.
Damn, bro,
no.
Coming from... Like, how much?
Can I
hey,
can't.
Bro said, I done heard enough. How much?
Because it's contract. Like
bro ready for a contract. You ready to get drafted.
Now, so, other than, like, my sex contract, who I experienced all that with, I've only found a few, like, people that I was in relationships with that I wanted... I don't just go out there and meet somebody. Like, I just met you, and I'm like, hey, let's, you know, I don't know.
I
have
I'm
to
viral,
really feel
so
comfortable with somebody, and I try to bring that into my relationship. Everybody's not into that, though. Mm-hmm. Some you can scare a man away with that. They'll be like, what? And so they'll think just how you just asked that question. Like, hey, is this something you... And it's like, no, it's just something that I was open up to, and I like it.
The only reason why I asked you is because... I feel like, again, like you were saying earlier, not a lot of women are comfortable with the sexuality, or at least or at least being truthful with it. Like, you get what I'm saying? So that's why I was like, okay, are you in that line of work? Because, maybe, you know, you've been exposed to it.
So
mostly all women are freaky to that extent. You're just with the right person.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of women out here that, y'all, I don't know what you consider freaky, but these bitches is basic.
And I think that's a fact.
I think a lot of women,
the right man to bring it out, man. Any nigga that's dealing with a female would do all the shit you talking about if she fuck with him like that.
I mean, but
he could bring it out of her.
Kill me. To me, I feel like a lot of times girls get by with the weak head and the pillow princess shit because niggas really just don't say nothing. Yeah. Whereas if you a nigga and you nut in 2 minutes, the bitch might say something.
Yeah, but niggas don't be getting pussy like you.
Yeah,
think.
And a nigga be happy like you said just to get some pussy. Nigga ain't even thinking about doing positions. These niggas doing basic missionary.
But this is what I'm saying. Niggas don't be getting pussy like that. A lot of niggas not fucking.
And then a lot, like you said, a lot of niggas can't last. So if you last in 2 minutes, you expect to be trying to do all the extra shit. Like niggas
it's
over.
It's like they said, like 80% of men are having no sex. Like it's literally like a small portion of men that's getting to the. And it be the women that do the most bragging that they should be the weak.
Be trash.
Weak as fuck. Oh, I'm a throat goat, bitch. Come on, trash. Man. You up here scraping a nigga shit with your teeth. I had a bitch, nigga, doming me, nigga. Every time her mouth would get water, she'll spit the spit out. Like,
put it right here.
Spit the spit here. What are you doing? Like, the fuck? Like, bro, these bitches don't be as experienced.
They do be capping. Then it just make you be like, man, I'm just going to get mine and get on. Like,
and I,
I feel like that with men too, though. Like, I've had a lot of men tell me, and they're not knowing, because I'm not going to just come out and tell you what I'm into. I'm going to kind of see and feel you out, like we're dating and stuff, and see what you're into and what I can get away with.
See, but why not just tell them, though?
Because like I said,
you might scare to go.
Yeah, I might like you, and I don't want to scare you. Sometimes you have to work up. Sex is a big thing.
Yeah, or bro, and feel like he can't handle it. He might.
So I've had a guy kind of sell me, somebody I was with, kind of sell me this whole sex dream. He was fucking bitches, and he was getting this, and the way they was screaming and this, and when I got to it, I'm like, huh? What? You did what?
Hey, look, so how do you see if a guy's with that? Like, do you, when he's at the house, you casually leave a whip on the bed, or
it's more of like a conversation, and kind of like during intercourse, when I'm intimate with somebody, I'll kind of see what I can get away with.
Oh, and so typically, you just get to trying some shit.
Typically, because some guys like to be, like, if you get a real good masculine man, he's going to be more dominant than you. And you kind of let him do that. If you try to take over and he ain't having it, he's like, all right, he might not let me do what I want to do. He might not be into this shit. So
that dominatrix shit is cool, man. Niggas be sleeping on that shit. But that'd be a lot of cougars, though. I think Dre might have hit the young boy with the mask. Cause you telling me that mask. The mask hit different. I'm telling you, niggas. Buy your girl one of them masks, the leather joints.
Ladies.
Or it could be the lace joint.
Put the mask talk about on the booty curl.
With just the lips out? Nigga, that's going to be the best head you got in your life, nigga. Because she can barely breathe in that motherfucker. And she finna be dragging and choking on this shit. I'm telling you, gang.
No, I forgot
bro
what I was
saying. Bro, one of them contracts. How much?
No, I just never heard that because I'm like, what the hell? I thought that was like, is that something that you've heard other people doing?
I've heard about it, and I was like, ooh, we should try this. We're already on, like, this whole type of thing. And I was like, let's make our own. And it kind of just it naturally went into that, to be honest with you. It wasn't something that I just was like, hey, or he was like, hey, let's do this. No, it kind of just gradually went into something like that. And it worked for us for so long. Within that span, I didn't have too much of a serious relationship until I got married. When I got married, I cut it off. And that was one of the things, too, being so open with my ex-husband. We argued about that all the time because of his insecurities with it. You gonna go back to the sex contract and da-da-da-da.
Oh, hold on. You was married with this contract?
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, she out of mind talking about insecurity.
Yeah. I was going to get on him, actually.
She cooking dinner for her husband, the nigga bang her line, she get on.
No. That was when I got married. It's like, hey, listen, and he doesn't care. He knew. Like, we had our own little, thing. Okay. So he respected it, and he knew what it was, and we cut it off. And honestly, since my now ex-husband, he's in a whole relationship doing his thing. We kind of just like, cut off. This is some
10 years is a long time.
That's damn near marriage.
Yeah,
but it's
exactly.
On and off. We started off like really good friends, and then when we got to each other sexually and seen what that shit was about, because sometimes you just line up with someone sexually and that shit is like crazy.
So y'all he was in the friend zone first, or you was in the friend zone?
I think it was we both. Work.
It ain't no both. It's one or the other. Either he put you in the friend zone or you put him in the friend zone.
I honestly couldn't tell you how that went.
There was no friend zone.
Because I always advocate this.
Like, we were cool.
Y'all
and just then...
fucking from the start type shit.
Yeah. No, she said they was friends.
Oh, y'all was friends first.
Yeah, we had really good, like, we were friends before anything actually ever happened. Mm-hmm. And we even got to talking on those type of levels and even bringing sex up in conversation. It was, like, on some friendship type shit. Mm-hmm. And then it kind of was like... the sexual, he's very handsome, and then I'm, decent looking woman, so we kind of like, we're like, oh, let's try this out. And then mentally, I'm driven off of mental stimulation. Yes, I'm a big mental stimulation person. You can be drop dead, finest man out there, nice body, whatever, money, but if you don't have me mentally, I don't want to have sex with you. Like, I get no spark down there.
I think for the most part, that's women in general. You got to fuck her mind first. You feel me?
Yeah.
Fuck her mind. She's going to do whatever you want type shit.
We really will. A lot of men don't get that, though.
And that's what I was going to go to. I think that's the porn thing. Like, I think, you can go from 0.0 seconds to 10 minutes in and it's already right there. And it, you know, however much longer you're done. So I think a lot of men want to jump right to the, skip the foreplay, all the other shit, and jump right to the, you know what I mean, doing a thing because of porn, really. It kind of takes out that, I think that that part of earning it to people. They just want to go right to it. Well, men at least.
So are you into like the sex parties, the orgies, the...
I haven't. I've been invited to a few. I haven't actually went. I don't think I'm really that open to just be sexually. I feel like sex is private, you know, between you and that person. I don't want to just be out there like laid out on the couch just fucking and everybody's right. looking. And I don't want to see that with everybody else either. Like, I'm not into porn. Have I watched it before? Yeah. But to sit there and really be engaged, like, nah, whatever. Like, I'm good.
Yeah, porn is some of the worst shit you can... consume, especially as a man. It kills your drive.
Yeah.
It kills your sexuality. It kills your fucking libido, your everything, your testosterone
mental
levels.
Mental health, everything. Really,
like, literally everything. It destructs your mind, literally, which is why they push it so heavily, which ties back to that entertainment is a new crack. Nigga, porn is a part of that. It's destroying the mind of young men to where you got men afraid to even talk to women because they know I could just go jack off to a 10.
Why do it? Yeah.
Why even go talk to this 10? I'm going to get a nut before I even get her number. You know what I'm saying? That type of weirdo shit. So.
A lot of time, too, watching so much porn, you're exposed to sexual demons. And those, you can take anything from what you're watching on a screen that can transfer to you, attach to you. A lot of people don't understand that shit on a whole nother level.
And I think, never heard that one.
I never heard that one. That's some new shit.
Like, he was coming out
get
the TV
into
screen.
That on the set. Yeah, they get jack off and, oh, shit, they get the exorcism on
well,
the set.
Well, think about frequency and energy. That's on a higher level. We all are kind of like, we have all that. So when you're watching that, and you don't know what demonic hold then people got on them and they're sleeping with multiple people. It's just like demon on top of demon. And then have you ever been asleep and felt like you're being held down?
Sleep paralysis.
Yeah, sleep paralysis.
Yeah, I think everybody dealt with that.
So those are those are what we call sexual STDs in the spiritual community.
Hold on, what?
But they've been doing a study saying that's actually not even a bad thing when you had those. It's like...
No.
What's that called where you can...
Astral projection.
It's like a lesser degree of getting to those points, man.
That's not what that is.
I ain't never heard. You said what it's called?
Those are what we call sexual STDs.
That's crazy. Yes. I gotta look this up.
I think got burned spiritually. Oh, no, it's crazy.
Let me look this up. Yeah. Yes.
Getting burned spiritually is crazy.
Wow. No, it's a thing. So I'm gonna give you an example. Have you ever slept with somebody? And right afterward, you felt so fucking depleted, you're tired the next day. You're like, hell yeah.
Sleeping with somebody is different. That's actually putting your energy in and mixing their energies. But watching a motherfucker on screen TV and feeling depleted without doing nothing
No,
is
that's
crazy.
Not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, to the eye, what you can't see, that's not some shit you're going to find on Google. That's some shit you got to really experience.
I will.
I just wanted to know.
No, for sure.
Sleep paralysis.
I will say one thing about the porn, though, that is also dangerous, bro, because I study your brain on porn, right? I study this shit. Porn is actually a gateway to homosexuality. You have a lot of men consume so much porn and get so bored that they can't get aroused by the regular shit, and they start to creep over to the homosexual shit. And then they consume so much of that, they actually go out and try it. Their brain is reprogrammed into homosexuality.
Yeah, you watching look a dick get hard all day on fucking screen and you jacking off to that shit. Pretty soon you really jacking off to this one's dick while it's hard, not really the pussy.
So what if I watch Women on Women?
I don't know. I wouldn't do it either.
I wouldn't. No, but you made a great point because there was a study. There's studies on what like gets the top searches, right? Mm-hmm. So if a condom is added into the scene, the viewership drops, meaning people don't want to see condoms.
Oh, yeah.
If the penis is small, the viewership drops from the men. This is how crazy it is. They don't want to see it. They're searching up BBCs and shit. The highest search rate is coming from men. So really, when you think about it, you're watching another man fuck a woman, but the focus is typically on the fucking dude, damn near. The woman is like a prop. So like you said, you're jacking off really to this fucking guy. Because if it wasn't, why not watch soft porn where there's no dick involved at all? It's just a bitch. But nobody's watching that shit. They're like, it's boring. Mm-hmm. What's boring about it?
So how do they come up with their statistics? By people with emails and shit?
Nah, I guess they do like polls and shit, or I don't know how they get the statistics, but from when I was studying Your Brain on Porn, they had all the charts and all the shit about the which demographics, age, and sex from like male to female are viewing what. And ironically, one of the highest viewership of straight males was transsexual porn.
Yeah, was it them niggas really straight?
Yeah, they must have been. They must have clicked. They were straight. With me.
because they took a poll from gay men. Men like men. They don't. They're not watching it. Yeah. So who else is viewing it? It's guys that are labeling themselves straight that's viewing it. Mm-hmm. And if you looking at what's going on in real time, more and more guys are starting to come out with transsexual girlfriends saying she's a woman. I don't feel gay. The guy was just on No Jumper.
That's a fact.
Who was the little young nigga? He had the trans. Like, nah, she a woman.
That's a fact.
So it's being normalized. People don't know. It starts with the porn viewership.
I see shit like that. Like, you got to be out your brain. Like, how did you sit here serious as fuck, acting like you don't know the difference? Like, that's wild to me. This conversation is crazy.
Like, old girl we had on the show a couple episodes back. I forget her name. I want to shout her out. She was out of her brain, too. She had a baby daddy on the show. She actually had a trans on her show. Mm. And she said the only people she deals with is men that identify as straight. She dates no homosexual guys. All the guys she dates say they're straight. So all of this shit is, people don't realize, is tying in with porn consumption, which is why it's fucking terrible.
Now, this is crazy. Recently, I mean, in the last, like, I don't know if you guys have been watching the news at all, but in the last, like, I want to say, couple months, we just had two porn stars die. And so that's been bringing up the conversation kind of what you're speaking on about how the demons of that industry and, you know, just the things that maybe they're doing, it's just heavy and it's dark, and maybe that's why they've met their demise this early, you know, in their life because of what's going on in the industry and how it works. So
I mean, how dark they get, they know they fucking a million people. Shit.
Yeah. You gotta realize it's a job like anything else, and like anything else that's a job, I mean, fuck, you gotta realize, bro, they on scene for how long? To us, you watching it,
they
it
look
like
it's fucking hours. Straight
they
through.
Probably in and out.
They on there for 8 hours. Like, it get to a point where you not feeling your dick no more. It's not even fun to fuck this bitch. A lot of them gotta get drunk, high, out their mind, off pills, all type of shit. You got a camera over your shoulder while you fucking the bitch, a camera under your ass crack. Like, bro, that don't even sound fun to me.
Yeah. At all.
This is why OnlyFans is taking off. It's like, well, shit, I'd be my own porn director. I don't even need that shit no more.
But them scenes probably just be like a lot of that shit just be duplicated. I don't even think they'd be making it as long as that niggas think that they watching it. Them scenes be cut way probably faster than that. But like you said, it get to a point where it fucking just becomes, like you said, a job. It's not even fun no more. Like, it is what it is.
Like, most of the bitches, when they're interviewed about fucking on set, they're not even enjoying it. They have to be lubricated, all type of shit. Then they go home and have real sex with their husband. That's nothing like what they're doing on the screen.
Sad as fuck, probably. That shit crazy.
But you got a young boy trying to learn how to fuck. He's going to emulate what he see in the porno, like you said. He's just ramming this bitch. This bitch ain't enjoying that shit for real. Like, that's not real life.
That's a disconnect. You get what I'm saying? Is that right there. Like again, a lot of dudes watch porn, and that's where they go with the straight to the shit. And I also think girls don't, like, I think they don't know their sexuality, because I've ran into girls that really don't know what they even like. Feel me?
That's true.
A lot of girls don't even know what they like, because I think it is so frowned upon for girls to be like, whatever, even though I don't think you should be as a woman, like, just whatever, if you, certain ways to do it, but I think that's where it comes from, and them not even knowing what they want. They never even explored their body sexually. I feel like a lot of women.
Lot of women haven't, and two, a lot of men don't know the woman's body.
That's a fact.
Like, that's
like,
crazy.
Like, your G-spot is only 3 inches in. Bro, you only need 3 inches to make me orgasm.
Yeah, it's easy to say that, but then
pull up with 3 inches, nigga. Yeah.
Up with 3 inches, she gonna tell your ass to get the fuck on.
No, what I'm saying is obviously you can have like 8 to 10 inches, right? It's only gonna take 3 inches to really get a woman, you know, where she needs to be. You can have a full 8 or 10 or whatever you got.
They gonna have to reevaluate that study because some of these bitches blew up.
Yeah. But listen, that's prior to her getting blown out by a pool stick. Exactly. Once you got one of these, it ain't no going back.
Women don't even like, we don't, well, I'm going to speak for myself, but me just having conversations with other women I have, we don't even like huge over in.
No, I think it's not saying huge, but not 3 inches.
Yeah. No, not but three, like yeah, I think the average size of a penis is, I believe, 5 to 6 inches.
But I know plenty of women that say if a nigga can't hit the back of that motherfucker, they're cheating, they're gone. Like the nigga don't even have a
what
chance.
What he's hitting the back of would be your cervix. Your cervix. Yeah. And
the whole point I'm saying is if you're not touching the back of her soul, she's gone. That's all I'm saying.
No, there is a spot back there.
I know that.
That you got to be well endowed to hit. Yeah. And once that's hit, you can't, the nigga with the 3 inches can't pull up no more. It's over.
It's not really far back. It's more so kind of like down that way.
Oh, that's why y'all like, that's why you like the curve.
No, but seriously, I've had like, you know, some exes that were not all that, you know, big, and they knew what they were doing and they knew how to please me. And I was getting more orgasms with them than somebody who had a big penis. So it just really depends. Like,
and obviously you'd probably mentally, like you said, attracted and all that the other
too,
things that
add mental to it. Has a lot to do with sex, and a lot of women don't.
A lot of women aren't real size queens. I'm going to say this from personal experience. A lot of women say they want this and that, and then you pull up and they tapping out, or they like, fuck no, you ain't touching me with that.
Yeah.
It looks good on the screen to them. Mm-hmm. And they act like whoopty bam, but realistically, the average, like she says, 5 or 6. That's what most dudes pulling up on them with. So you pull up with the hammer and it's like, oh no, nigga, get up out of here. You ain't finna stress
it's
me out.
It's not enjoyable. Like if you notice when you're penetrating a woman, if it hurts and she's not comfortable, she's going to go dry. That's usually what it is. Typically, if a woman's going dry, she's in pain. She's uncomfortable. And that what's the point of having sex with that?
I don't know, man. Y'all niggas got to step y'all game up. Y'all got a bad rep out here, gang. Y'all, she done had some bad experiences. I don't know who the fuck she been dealing with, but y'all need to step y'all shit up, gang. Go take a course or something, nigga.
Yeah.
It's ugly for you.
Rug burn on your meat is crazy, too. if you go into some shit, you getting rug burn. You need to pack up and go home right then and there. You're not doing it right.
And ladies, stop that's bragging crazy on your pussy and your head game if it's not official.
Yeah.
It don't be as good as you think. So I don't know if they don't know it's not that good, or the niggas they had haven't experienced what's really good and hyped them up to believe it is. Because I had too many bitches bragging and that shit was trash.
And stop doing that and then being mad when niggas in your DMs asking you what to do. Like, that's another thing I hate. Like, if you on the gram and Twitter talking about you suck the best and fuck the best, and when niggas is hitting you up to do it, we don't want to hear the opposite of that.
That's only for the niggas they don't want. The niggas that they do want, that they trying to reel in off of that, trust me, they doing
they
that shit.
They tapping in with them.
Right on, because I done, never mind. Anyways, look, we run out of time. Let's close it with this, though. On a serious note, TikTok is getting banned. Mm. How do we feel about this? Me personally, it's a lot of valuable information on TikTok. A lot of the conspiracy theories that they said weren't real are proven to be real, and a lot of that information unfiltered is on TikTok. It's a lot of game being dropped on TikTok. As bad as a rep as it gets, the most high power shit I consume comes from TikTok.
Yeah.
Instagram is giving you bullshit. Facebook more or less is giving you bullshit. TikTok is the algorithm is like it just catch shit that you would never catch nowhere else. And I feel like they don't have control over it because China owns it and they can't dumb it down for us. That's why they want to get rid of it. Not only that, people are starting to cut the middleman out and they're blowing up off TikTok. Mm-hmm. Like old girl who just released a 50-part story, whatever the case. Mm-hmm. She couldn't do that without TikTok. You can't do that on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter.
Not the same type of traction.
You ain't getting the same type of traction because the traction is organic. Mm-hmm. Instagram, they want you to pay for play. They want you to pay to be seen. Like only 10 to 20% of your followers even see your post. If you got 1,000 followers, 100, maybe 200 sees it.
Yeah,
800 people don't see your shit unless you pay for the ads. TikTok, you put some shit on there, that shit going viral.
Everybody.
You go live on there, that shit, niggas all across the world picking up on your shit. So they like, man, we ain't got enough control over this. We need to get rid of this.
Yeah, TikTok is good for people that's, especially that be stuck on social media. If you're trying to learn something, you can just type it in on TikTok and then they have a whole guide to tell you how to do the shit. So TikTok is worth a lot of game. I just think I seen that they said if the US can't buy TikTok, then they banning it from the US. So at the end of the day, they want to control that motherfucker because they want to control what you can and can't do on it.
Facts.
And go back to the same thing else that we know. Like you said, they control the algorithm on Instagram. They want to control the algorithm on TikTok. And pretty sure anything you're talking about, the government, all these niggas going to jail behind exposing these
government officials and a lot of this shit. We seeing niggas getting exposed in the court of law. We seeing cops getting exposed from pulling over with the wrong paperwork. We seeing a lot of different shit that people learning, and they want to get rid of that shit ASAP because niggas is not finna pick up a book. So they know this shit, and if they don't control it, somebody just gonna make another. Somebody gonna make something else and just make some more millions anyway. TikTok already been too valuable. Somebody gonna figure out how to reinvent that shit if they do take it.
Now, this is a fact. And the U.S. knows that, I think, to a certain degree, there's like a mental warfare on Americans, right? A lot of, I think, officials within America realize the disdain that Americans are starting to have for their own country. And a lot of it is due to TikTok, right? Like what we're able to see, especially what's going on with Palestine and Israel. That's causing a big fuss. You got certain racial issues, economic issues that are being brought to the light of how we're being scanned by our own government. And that's creating a disdain for our own government. And so they see that. And then they also know that TikTok being, I think, owned by China, gives China a piece of real estate almost within America. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Where like now you can't take them out. They already are here. They've infiltrated the minds of people, et cetera. And this is what they're trying to do. So I think it's that too. And then there's an information security battle of like a Chinese, company has millions of Americans' information, et cetera. So it's sticky water, but it comes down to mostly they don't want anybody else to dictate the narrative but America. You know what I mean? And that's what they're trying to do.
No facts. And what's another thing TikTok is good for, man, them travel hacks. No matter where I travel, before I get there, my trip's mapped out from TikTok. I know where to go eat. I know where the best party spot's at. I know where not to go. I know, you know what I'm saying? It gives you everything, and it gives you a visualization of it. Not just a review on Yelp. Like, no, you have people walking in. Mm-hmm. Hey, this is such and such. You're like, oh, it's dope in there. Yeah. Oh, nah, the review said it was good. I don't like how that looked. Like, that's a big aspect of life. Like, just imagine, before TikTok, when you went to a new place that you've never been, how else did you know how to get around? You kind of just had to ask people around. Now you don't even got to do that. Like, the whole shit is planned out before you even get there. So it makes your trip more efficient. Anybody that travels knows what I'm talking about. So
it's made things a lot easier. And I want people to understand, too, like, at the point it's at right now, even if we do keep it, it's not going to ever be the same. Because the U.S., or at least that's what they're saying right now, for us to keep the app within America, we have to have another company that buys it, which has to be a U.S. company. They got to approve of it, et cetera. So even if we do get it back, it ain't going to be the same TikTok we had once before.
And this is what tripped me out. They talking about China buying
information.
Your information. What you think the U.S. government doing?
Yeah, y'all doing the same thing.
Y'all doing the same shit. Selling and buying our information.
Yeah, y'all doing worse.
Same
Y'all need everything. Y'all need a nigga address. You need a nigga social. You need this. You need that.
Or like, fingerprint.
Yeah.
And they been
doing
that.
They want your face now. Yeah.
No, they've been doing that since 2001. And that happened, with 9/11.
Yeah,
how they entered us with all that, the security systems, all that shit. That's where it started, and it's just advanced now.
You can't even go to the grocery store without them trying to get your social. Nah. They can pull up the vines, they outside with the clipboard. Say, sorry, you want to vote for this?
Yeah.
I don't know what you voted for.
Fuck is you talking about?
Crazy.
I ain't voting for that shit. Nah, it's wild, though. With the invasion of privacy, it's already gone. Your phone is a permanent listening device. Anything with a camera in your house, they can access it. Your whole house is up for grabs from the government at any time. Your kids' Xbox, PlayStation with them cameras, they can click it. Even if you turn your phone off, they can still hear it.
Yeah.
Like, bro, like, you are under monitor all around the board. What's the Alexas and all that shit, bro? All that shit is just to track you.
Mm-hmm. Why they keep themselves so private, but they want us to be so open when they supposed to be the open ones to us, and we supposed to keep our shit private.
Facts.
That's what's wild.
I knew it was crazy when Edward Snowden, he said that, every message you delete, it don't even be deleted. It's still in the cell towers. Like, they got everything. Mm-hmm. So everything you've ever done, ever texted, ever whatever, it's there. They can access it.
Yeah, like, so all them naked flicks that you think you deleting, they out there. They are in the towers, nigga. Stop sending them bitches and flicks, nigga. That shit, the tower, for sure. But yeah, I know I got some bullshit in the tower. Hey, Snowden, delete that for me, gang.
Yeah,
I was young.
Nigga.
I was tweaking.
Yeah, niggas was...
nigga had AIM, was sending them pictures all over. What?
Nigga was tweaking.
AIM was the shit, though.
T-mail going crazy.
We had Voxer. Y'all know what that shit is?
Dude. I remember Voxer. That was later in the game, though.
You go crazy.
I had Voxer. That was later in the game.
AIM was the best air, man. Shout out to Sidekicks. Y'all gave me a good run.
Them AIM chat rooms was up. Nigga, the bitches was sitting in the naked for sure.
Yeah.
I remember you used to have to work for it. Now, you just scroll the timeline. There. It's all over. Go to their Instagram page.
You thought you was a nigga getting them naked in the T-mail.
Hell yeah. You get the naked in the T-mail. You was green.
Nigga looking around and shit like hoping nobody else.
Even before that, we had the... What was that?
Church.
The party line.
Yeah. LA Ravens.
Yeah, bitches on there sounding bum as fuck. You pull up, that's where Catfish started, the party line.
The loop.
Bitch that sound like a baddie. You pull up, she 400 pounds, all type of
that's
shit.
That's crazy.
Like,
man,
I tell everybody Chris Tucker was the first nigga to get catfish on Friday.
This was a good one, man. Y'all stay tuned, man. We back drop a game for y'all, man. Any final words?
Nah, man. Flash me and I'm out. You already know.
Any final words?
No.
Where can we find these contracts, you know, for Inquiring Minds?
I have no idea.
Inquiring Minds want to know, man, them sex contracts.
I'm out of business, y'all.
Yeah, I'm cool.
Like, subscribe to the channel. Tell a friend. Repost the video. It don't cost you a dime to support. It's free. Shout out to community that shouted us out on this shit. Shout out T-Rail. Shout out Pun. Shout out to everybody over there, Rios, all them boys. Shout out DW Flame. Keep doing your thing. Long Beach, we in this thing. The Volley. Bang.
Ain't no handouts, I did it from the ground up. Yeah. In the streets, thuggin' hardest where they found us. Got a problem, nigga, watch my troopers mount up. My bitches bang too, and you a lame though. You niggas ain't outside, yeah, we came through. You want your lights, so we put you on the shack.